Hello, OT friends, and welcome to the Uncommon OT series. I'm Patricia Modis, and I'm your host, a Filipina-American, native New Yorker, current California transplant, bulldog mama, and an uncommon occupational therapist myself for the past 22 years. You will hear me proudly feature the unique careers of occupational therapy practitioners working in non-traditional and role-emerging practice settings where OT is uncommon. Be inspired as you listen to these up-close conversations. Be motivated and energized to follow in these unconventional paths. Happy listening. Today, I'd like to welcome you to a mini-episode, or a mini-sode. And this mini-sode features you, my listeners. I'm often told by you and how I inspire you. Well, the truth is that we actually inspire each other, especially through this journey where we're witnessing occupational therapy practitioners modifying, adapting, doing what we're particularly good at, right? To offer our valuable services to uncommon populations in uncommon settings. 1 year ago, I went with a whim, limited technological capabilities, and ran with it. You are the reason I'm still here. You are the reason that this podcast exists. I am encouraged, inspired, and motivated every single day by your messages, by your likes, by your comments, and by your support. In turn, that holds me accountable to stand true to my mission of showing you the limitless potential of our amazing profession. Now I'd like to share a few thoughtful words from some of you about how the Uncommon OT Series podcast has impacted you in your OT journey.
Patricia, it's Clarice Grody from Amplify OT, and I just have to say that I love your podcast. I loved being a guest on your podcast. You always have such fascinating people on your podcast, and obviously students love it, practitioners love it. I have people contacting me all the time because they listen to your podcast. You are so fun to talk to. You laugh, and it's clear how much you love the work that you're doing, highlighting unique professionals within our field and showing people that it is possible to fulfill your own dreams and have an uncommon OT career, because we are capable of so much greatness within this profession, and you help bring that out in people and highlight it. So thank you so much for all the important work you're doing, for having me as a guest, and you know that if you need anything, you just let me know. So thank you again, Patricia, for your podcast and having me as a guest. I am happy to come back any time.
Hi, Patricia. My name is Liz Lombard, and I am an OT. I have been so inspired by the Uncommon OT podcast and so emboldened by your guests and their experiences that they've shared with you. I have been working in the schools for several years now, and I enjoy it, but I've always wanted to do more in addition to that. So through your podcast, I've really been inspired, and I've started the Sensory Concierge, which is a coaching and consultative model to support families of kids who have sensory processing differences as they're planning and navigating special trips and events with their families. So I'm very excited that I've started that, and I also was able to connect with one of your guests, Amy Lamb, who's doing executive coaching now. And I've been working with her as an executive coach, which has been so exciting. So thank you for that, you know, very specific inspiration and finding her and in interviewing all of your guests. It's just been so exciting to know that OT can touch so many different lives in so many different ways. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing, and take care. Bye.
Hi, Patricia. I am a student in the Austin, Texas area, and I just wanted to say that I really, really, really appreciate the podcast, because as a student, it's just been really great to see all of the different uncommon OT areas and to know that the passions that I have are something that I can definitely work towards and incorporate into my OT practice whenever I graduate. I've listened to a few episodes that really align with my passions, and I'm really excited to reach out to the people that you had on the podcast and just see how I can better incorporate their practices and how they've been running their uncommon OT areas and just do that once I graduate. Your podcast really speaks to me in a way that says, if not you, then who? If we don't do these uncommon things, just like even starting this podcast is not something that was really heard of before you started it. So you're the reason that a lot of people are getting exposure and experience in some of these areas, and it's just so, so appreciated from a student standpoint, and I'm sure from a practitioner standpoint as well. So thank you, and keep putting out awesome content and awesome work for all of us to soak in and absorb up. Have a great night. Bye.
Hi, this is Joey Davenport. So your podcast has been absolutely amazing on learning different avenues of OT. I'm very interested in home modifications and occupational therapy, but even learning about how refugees and, you know, advocacy are important topics in occupational therapy. And then I try to make it my mission to figure out how I can integrate it into my passion of home modification. Your podcast has also been a great way to make connections, because you never know when you'll need education from others. So having more people in your back pocket can definitely be useful in the future. So thanks for all your hard work. Bye.
Hi, Patricia. It's Karen. We are Instagram friends or followers. I wanted to leave you a voice message because I do listen to your podcast, and in fact, it's been so inspiring to me, and that's why I wanted to, you know, leave my feedback, because I was able to obtain a position in health tech just recently. It wasn't something that I thought was possible, especially coming from an OT background. You know, I was always taught, and I always thought that I would be doing something clinical, but I did have a lot of different passions and interests, and every morning I would listen to your podcast to work, and it truly motivated me to listen to different therapists, different clinicians, and hear their stories and how they transitioned into different roles and all the cool things that they're doing and how inspired and motivated they felt. And it sort of inspired me to seek out different roles and connect with different people and find something that truly aligns with my values and sort of what I see myself doing. And I was able to get a role, so I'm super excited about that, and I just wanted to thank you for your podcast. I love it. I seriously love it so much, and I look forward to listening to it. And I hope you continue to create such great content. So thank you.
Hello, my name is Julia. I am a second-year OT student at Elmhurst University. It's located in the suburbs of Chicago. I just wanted to call and say that I really, really love your podcast. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a bubble where I only know about OTs in traditional hospital or school settings, but your podcast reminds me that there are other uncommon settings that align with my other passions, like nature-based therapy or serving marginalized communities in domestic violence shelters or refugee shelters. I really appreciate your thoughtful questions about reimbursements, successes and challenges of these OTs, and future steps. I love hearing all the stories your podcast guests share, as I think they're really informative, they're sometimes funny, and they just show a new angle on OT that, as an OT student, I don't see yet. So it's really interesting and informative to hear about. So thank you so much for keeping me inspired as I go into my second year of OT school, and for keeping me informed about all the uncommon things that I could do. It's really inspiring. So yeah, thank you so much. As I'm going to be an OT one day, in about a year, maybe a couple months, as soon as I pass my exam, and I know that I'll initially need to go into more of a traditional common setting to get my expertise, but then one day I hope to be one of the uncommon OTs that potentially you can interview one day. So I really look forward to the rest of your episodes, and thank you again for all that you do. Bye.
Hi, this is Angela, and I just wanted to share how the Uncommon OT podcast has helped me with this anniversary episode. So I recently graduated OT school in May of 2022, so I'm a very recent grad, and I am doing some uncommon OT work myself with running an online support group for grandparents raising grandchildren and other kinship caregivers. So to be able to hear other OTs share about what they're doing, stepping outside of the box and what we're told is kind of a normal path, has been really encouraging, especially someone very new to the field. And I've also been able to realize all the different skills we do have as OTs that are transferable to all different kinds of fields and settings. And I am very proud to represent the field, but it's been so cool to learn from everyone else as well. And I think OT has a spot for everyone's strengths, and Patricia is just really helping see different areas of strength that could be a good fit. So thank you so much for this podcast and all the work behind it. And I'm excited to be able to share on the podcast at some point as well.
Oh, wow. To everyone who left me a voicemail, thank you so very much for taking the time. I absolutely loved hearing from students, from new grads, from seasoned clinicians alike. I absolutely loved hearing your thoughts so, so much. I could really listen to this episode over and over and over again. Your words have truly moved me. They've inspired me, and they continue to encourage me to bring you the most fun, informative, and relevant episodes through the stories of our fellow occupational therapy practitioner friends. So here we are, a year later, celebrating our milestone, almost 30 episodes in, thousands of new OTP friends out there. I really couldn't be more grateful for this chapter in my OT journey with all of you. I look forward to year two. Sending big OT love.
And that wraps up another inspiring episode of the Uncommon OT series. Connect with me at www.transitionsot.com. And don't forget to sign up to be part of the Transitions OT community. By doing so, you'll receive my latest compiled list of Uncommon OT practice settings, the latest news on mentoring offerings, Uncommon OT live events, non-traditional OT resources, and more. You may also follow me on my social media pages on Instagram and LinkedIn. And if you love this episode, head on over to Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, and Google Podcasts to follow, rate, and leave a review. I also ask you to consider pledging your support to my passion podcast project by being a patron on Patreon. It is very much appreciated. Sending big OT love. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.